Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track three features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 5, Number 8. This edition is titled Clinical Sports Nutrition, A Journey of Self-Discovery. As a health consultant specializing in human performance and clinical sports nutrition, I routinely manage a wide variety of clients who vary greatly in body chemistry, origin of descent, body composition, and knowledge of health, fitness, and nutrition. On a one-to-one basis, my initial goal is to determine their present functional health status and physical condition. This is achieved through a personal interview and a wide variety of health assessments and screening procedures. Next, I identify their personal objectives and then design a practical lifestyle strategy for the achievement of their goals. This always includes the addition or modification of the following three areas. Number one, a structured one-hour exercise program, usually 5 days per week, which emphasizes a brief warm-up period, resistance training, abdominal and lower back exercise, also known as core training, aerobic conditioning, and complete body stretching. Two, a compatible diet that consists of whole, natural, preferably organic food from both plant and animal origin, based on several criteria such as ethnic background, blood type, body composition, training frequency and intensity, and individual tolerance. And finally, three, dietary supplements featuring essential micronutrients, mixed source antioxidants, essential fatty acids, whey protein isolate, creatine, L-glutamine, HMB, D-ribose, engineered meal replacements, and a variety of botanical, homeopathic, and selected medicinal agents, none of which require a prescription. So there's the paradigm. Number one, training. Two is food, and three, supplements. You nail those down, and you're well on your way to optimizing health. The vast majority of modern illness is, in fact, caused or exacerbated by inactivity, insufficient micronutrient intake, chronic acidosis, dehydration, sleep deprivation, prescription and recreational drug abuse, and overeating. Through an integrative process of healthcare assessment and discussion, I have found that virtually every symptom of illness, including infection, fatigue, or obesity, can be traced back to its source. Treating chronic symptoms with prescription drugs will not remedy the problem. To kill a weed, you must pull it out by the roots. Newtonian physics teaches that every effect has a cause. But human life is more complex than gravity or entropy. Behavior and health are frequently challenged by negative emotions, mental aberration, philosophical debate, religious prejudice, superstition, confusion, and fear. This is where Einstein's theory of quantum physics comes in, as the variables that drive our behavior or hinder our pursuit for excellence are seldom tangible in essence. Still, the need to isolate cause remains. Searching for cause or causes on all levels takes time, patience, money, and compassion. But once the process is complete, the results are seldom less than outstanding. We can visualize the composition of our blood and roughly estimate our body fat percentage, but even the greatest mind cannot quantify serum cholesterol or measure oxidized low-density lipoprotein fractions by thought alone. Much of what goes on inside our body is autonomic, including the unfavorable homeostatic changes that occur as our bodies attempt to adapt to oxidative stress and environmental toxicity. Fortunately, most of what we don't know about our internal biological terrain can be discovered with the tools of complementary medical science. It is important to rationalize health in the context of how we feel. And clearly, the emotions associated with the need for change are instrumental to human motivation. But to rely entirely on our own subjective experience is unwise. To complete the picture, we can greatly benefit from objective information derived externally to see ourselves as we truly are without subjective bias. So prior to any final exercise, diet, or lifestyle recommendations, I prefer that each client undergo a comprehensive series of tests, including a compulsory fitness assessment, extensive dietary analysis, hair analysis, a customized blood and urine chemistry profile, somatotyping assessment, including blood and body type, chronotype, ethnic origin, autonomic nervous system dominance, and gland dominance, a chiropractic exam, evaluation of thyroid function, and a complete review of medication, recreational drug use, and dietary supplements. So let's start off with fitness testing. A standard fitness test consists of a body composition analysis, an aerobic capacity test, and an assessment of your heart rate, your blood pressure, muscular strength, muscular endurance, and flexibility. A comprehensive report is provided that details the results of the tests. I recommend a university human performance center, a qualified personal trainer, or a professional exercise or sport organization to perform this test. The purpose of such extensive testing is to put an end to all speculation. Pushing yourself to the physical extreme in a controlled, safe environment forces you to meet yourself in a way not common to the mundane experience of sedate living. The results can be shocking and extremely motivating. Much of what is discovered is compared to ideal standards based on your chronological age. This provides a reference point which also correlates with risk of disease and premature death, such as excess body fat, neuromuscular decay, poor flexibility, or a high resting heart rate. You see, what we don't use, we lose. The medical term is sarcopenia. So exercise and physical activity is an essential behavior for the maintenance of our form and function as we age. Swimming, for example, increases both our vital capacity and muscle endurance. Inactivity reduces vital capacity. This means less oxygen gets to your brain, your muscles, and your vital organs. The ultimate effect is less energy and increased risk of cardiovascular disease and cancer. All human cells, tissues, and organs need optimum levels of oxygen to function. It was Otto Warburg, the German biochemist and two-time Nobel laureate, who demonstrated that when deprived of oxygen, normal cells and tissue culture become cancerous, and when exposed to controlled levels of oxygen, cancer cells die. The next on the list is hair analysis. This is a neat concept. Hair analysis is a screening and diagnostic tool for measuring mineral and heavy metal status. About 1 gram of hair is removed from the nape of the neck, after which it is washed to remove any contaminants. The specimen is dried, weighed, concentrated, liquefied, and then atomized by a nebulizer. Through exposure to a temperature of over 10,000 degrees centigrade, excited mineral atoms emit photons of radiant energy or light with a specific wavelength for each element. This information is received by computer, which converts the signals into parts per million concentration. Trace mineral nutrition and metabolism plays an enormous role in the maintenance of good health, and a yearly analysis acts as a measure for early detection of imbalance, deficiency, and toxicity. Low chromium and zinc, for example, are related to glucose intolerance and diabetes. When levels of calcium and magnesium read high, osteoporosis or decalcification of the bones is usually apparent. High levels of lead are associated with mental dysfunction, and cadmium toxicity is related to hypertension. Hair analysis reflects mineral accumulation and measures the deposition of elements averaged for over a 3-month period. For more information, visit www.genesismetabolic.com. Blood chemistry and blood type. A profile of your blood is useful for the identification of several factors, including total cholesterol, cholesterol ratio, which is HDL and LDL, glucose, triglycerides, liver enzymes, hematocrit, and uric acid. Blood is an extracellular transporter medium, and its analysis reflects a snapshot in time. Values expressed are compared to a reference range of normality, which may or may not be ideal within the context of biochemical individuality. Lab results may bring attention to larger metabolic issues and the need for further investigation. In addition to the aforementioned conventional standards, the ones that most physicians check for, I also recommend checking things like insulin, oxidized low-density lipoprotein, blood urea nitrogen, plasma glutamine concentration, serum ferritin levels, homocysteine, C-reactive protein, fibrinogen, creatinine, several different hormones, and depending on age, DHEA sulfate. Over time, a diet high in sugar and refined high glycemic carbohydrates causes insulin to elevate to toxic levels. This is called hyperinsulin anemia, and you better believe it, there's a lot of people walking around with this condition. High levels of insulin impair the ability to oxidize fat, so the fat keep getting fatter, like the rich keep getting richer. Ferritin is the body's chief form of stored iron. Homocysteine and oxidized lipoprotein and oxidized LDL are cardiovascular risk factors. Creatinine or creatinine and BUN or blood urea nitrogen indicate kidney function and protein metabolism. Glutamine status relates to fatigue and immune function, and DHEA sulfate, dehydroepiandrosterone sulfate, is an intermediate adrenal hormone considered by many physicians to be an accurate predictor of aging. Most people don't know their blood type, if it's A, B, AB, or O. Outside of blood transfusion concern, there is evidence that suggests the possibility of dietary compatibility factors with respect to lectin metabolism, certain personality traits, and tolerance to various forms of exercise. Like Spock from the original Star Trek, I find the concept fascinating. Type A, for example, may have a greater propensity for whole grains and vegetables, whereas type O is considered the true carnivore and should avoid wheat and soy. B is best, and guess what I am? For more info, visit www.ddamo.com. That's D-A-D-A-M-O.com. He's the guy that wrote the book, Eat Right for Your Type, and there's tests that you can order online. If you don't know your blood type, spend 15 or 20 bucks, get the test, find your blood type, and soar into the sky like the eagles. Find out more stuff about yourself so that you can stay well. The next is dietary analysis. We are what we eat, absorb, assimilate, metabolize, and don't excrete. Every chemical, pesticide, food coloring agent, and preservative concealed in refined food passes through your gastrointestinal tract and liver, depleting important enzyme and energy reserves. It is illogical to assume that optimum health and a lean functional physique can be achieved or maintained on a typical North American diet. We eat far too much sucrose, fructose, and corn syrup, and the vast majority of our population uses white flour, commercial dead oil, and rancid fat as staple food items. In this regard, ignorance is not bliss. What we eat and when we eat is critical to managing our body composition, our fitness and athletic performance, and resistance to infection, injury, and disease. I always check for food quality, biochemical compatibility, acid-alkaline ratio, micronutrient density, that pertains to vitamin and mineral content, macronutrient percentage, that pertains to protein, fat, and carbohydrate assemblage, biological value of protein, glycemic index of carbs, omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acid ratio, grams of protein, water, and beverage consumption, food cravings, missed meals, and live food intake, as in how much raw food versus cooked food do you eat. Counting calories is passé, whereas food chemistry and molecular hormonal interaction is where it's at for health, body composition management, and better performance. Nutrigenomics is the influence of environment on human gene expression. This is the science of the day, keeping in mind that environment includes food and nutrition. Anything outside of you is environment. And food you eat, water you drink, air you breathe is environment. So when you think of nutrition, think of environment. A lot of people don't think in those terms. But when you do, you start to realize that if I eat food that's polluted and contaminated, it's the same thing as breathing polluted automobile exhaust. After a thorough analysis of everyone's diet, I always find room for improvement. My advice is to create a network of competent health advisors who you employ with discretion for the purpose of staying well. If you can't talk to your healthcare professional without fear of ridicule or criticism, find a new one. Any health professional who denies the benefits of fitness, natural food, or dietary supplements is guilty of breaking the first and single most important tenet of medicine: do no harm. Prevention is the best policy. If you exercise consistently and correctly with intensity and intelligence, consume an abundance of whole, natural, organic food designed to supply your biochemical demands, and use high-quality natural health products to augment your active lifestyle objectives, I guarantee you're well on your way to achieving the highest level of long-term functional health attainable. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a final thought on discovery from Albert Shent Georgi, the man who discovered vitamin C and vitamin P, now known as the bioflavonoids. Discovery is seeing what everybody else has seen and thinking what nobody else has thought.